I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. My softball team uses an internet bulletin board to keep in touch when we're not on the field. Our team's stats are posted there and photos from our games. The Park District rainout phone number is there, so players can easily find the number to call to see if tonight's games have been canceled. The team manager's phone number is there, so it can be easily found if a player needs to contact him, like to say he won't be at the game. Whenever anyone posts a note on the bulletin board, it is automatically sent as an email to each member of the team, so you don't have to keep checking the board to see if there are any new notes. Some teams use Facebook to do this, but some people don't like giving information to Facebook, and I think the bulletin board system is easier to use, easier to read, and a better choice for a team meeting place. The board I use is called Quick Topic. There are three versions of Quick Topic: a free version that has ads at the side, a $7.50 a year version with no ads, and a $49 a year version that lets you post photos and gives you several other bonus features. The free version is fine for communication, and the ads are unobtrusive, and that one might be all you need. But I like the $49 version. I've put links to the free version and the expensive version on the show notes that go with this podcast at thesoftballcorner.com, show number 68. The $7.50 version is new, and I haven't seen it yet. With both paid versions, you can set up as many boards as you want without paying any more money. In other words, I have about 25 different bulletin boards, which brings my price to $2 a year for each board. I could have 100 boards and the price would be 50 cents a board. What do I do with 25 boards? I have one for each of my three softball teams, one for my high school graduating class, one for my old-time radio buddies, one I set up as a buy-and-sell board for the employees of the college I retired from, one for my family, which is scattered around the globe, one for radio announcers in Central Illinois, which I used to be before I retired, and when I was teaching, I had one for each of my classes, so the students could discuss assignments with each other easily. You can also set up a special-purpose temporary board to promote an upcoming event, then delete the whole board instantly after the event occurs. But back to using it as a softball team board. With the pro version, you can put links in the header part of the board. I have a link to a webpage where I post our team stats, and another link to a webpage where I post photos from our games. I'll soon have a third link to the team schedule when that comes out next week. So go to thesoftballcorner.com, show 68, and click on the Quick Topics links to see what these boards look like. You may decide they're just what you need, too. And no, I'm not getting paid by Quick Topic for writing this. I just love their bulletin boards. For more articles about pitching, fielding, batting, and a lot more, visit slowpitchbook.com. That's slowpitchbook, all one word, .com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.